We are live. We are go.
Well, not live, but right. Okay, so
your mic is live.
My it's hot. Which I did order windscreens.
Awesome.
But not like the thing on top of there, but the tennis racket.
Okay. Choke up on the mic a little bit more.
Yes.
There
yes.
you go.
So for mic checks, we're going to do first jobs because Katie and I had horrible days. I don't know about you guys. Horrible days? No. Okay.
He's off.
My day was delightful.
Oh, well, you beat us then.
Like,
oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Best. Oh,
so my first job was I was a janitor. Yeah, do you remember that? Yeah.
I was
a janitor at Excelsior Covenant Church and Preschool on Wednesdays.
Only Wednesdays,
only for like 3 hours.
No, it was a preschool.
I was a janitor, like it was a preschool on the first floor, and then the second floor was a church. So it was do the rounds that day. But they could only afford to pay me if I worked Wednesdays for 3 hours.
So how much, you know, did you get paid, like, minimum wage, or were you off the books?
It was, like, $7 an hour.
That's pretty decent.
For, I mean, you know, sophomore in high school, no, you know, schmuck, never had a job before kind of thing.
Yep.
Living the high life.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, you know, I never actually quit that job, technically.
You just
I never
stopped going?
Yeah, I just stopped showing up. But the thing was, it was just kind of understood that it was going to happen. So I realized, like, 2 years later, I get this phone call from my boss who, Adam, you went to West, right?
Yes, I did.
You know Mama J?
Mama J.
Julian?
Ah, Mrs. Julian, yeah.
I worked for her husband, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They didn't notice you were gone until the garbage was about knee-high. What happened to that kid?
But I found out like 2 years later I still had keys to the place.
Nice.
And promptly robbed them of all their possessions.
Right. All of the glue sticks.
No, but we filmed a project for sophomore year
English
class. Did, what's that called? Holden Caulfield.
Catcher in the Rye.
That's the one. We had to.
Let's play that game. That I could figure out.
Yeah, but that was my story. So not to ramble too much.
Right. I guess my first job would have been working at Cold Stone.
I remember that.
Where's the bell? Ding. Do you have to sing?
No.
That's tip.
No.
If I got a tip, I would sing. I remember one time that I had some relatives in town, and they came in and they tipped me, so I sang them something from Guys and Dolls.
Oh, there you go. Around that time,
that was relevant. Yep.
There you go.
So, yeah, it was. I don't know. It was a good gig for a summer before heading off to Luther, and made a little money there. And my girlfriend was at the time was working there as well, so that was kind of neat. I guess
neat. Was there a back room?
Yeah. But
I still remember the layout. It was over by Old Chicago.
There it is.
Huh?
It's over by Old Chicago. Is that?
Yeah.
Now, is that where the cigar store is now? It was
yes.
Cold Stone? Okay.
Oh.
Yep. And that's why some of the wallpaper is all pretty and red and ice cream
some of
parlor-y.
It smells really good.
Yeah.
But yeah. It tastes like ice cream.
Yeah, so.
So it's just one of those jobs where there was an understanding that you were going to leave and go do other things?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I left and I kind of said to them, hey, you know, I might come back and work on the holidays and stuff.
Maybe.
If you say real nice.
But they didn't really need me, I guess, when I came back for a fall break or I didn't feel like working or whatever. So, it just kind of fizzled out in time. So, no objection there. They were paying me crap wages anyway, so
as
wasn't seven
every job would be.
But I did get a free Love It size ice cream with whatever the hell I wanted on it at the end of every shift.
So how did you stay above?
That's a lot of yeah, exactly. You only worked
it's
there for
like
summer.
Krispy Kreme.
Plus, if you see him, Adam, like Come on.
Yeah, my metabolism is just... My metabolism is just an all-consuming inferno, so...
Especially senior in high school.
Must be hard, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hard to be beat.
Yeah. You and Eric. Eric literally can't gain weight right now. He's underweight and he is eating and eating and can't gain weight. I'm like, I hate you right now. That's just the way it is.
I mean, I've gained about 20 pounds since my sophomore year of high school. So.
I think I gained 20 pounds today.
That's because you weren't working?
Yeah.
Just eating, constantly eating.
I don't know what else to do with myself.
So lost without being at work.
Oh, and sad that that's kind of true.
I know.
Like, you're gone from work so long, you're like, well, fuck, what do I do?
No. When I'm gone from work for a long period of time, I'm afraid to go back because there is going to be this giant chaos on my desk and in my email.
I can't take vacations anymore because I know that they need me. I'm 4 days behind in work right now.
You can actually count how many days behind you are?
Yes. I know how, like, for the number of projects that I have, I'm about 4 days behind.
I work with bees. Probably a couple of months. Yeah, we're, like, out of adhesives, and I haven't had time to order them. And they're like, hey, is this on order? And I'm like, hey, I have too many other things to do, and nobody's working.
That's a Lake Calhoun flicker search.
Okay.
Which is slightly creepy in some ways.
A muskrat or something.
Oh, yeah, no, there's some weird things that show up, like that guy's crack, kind of.
Look at all the golden retrievers.
Oh, that is a lot of retrievers.
Like, but, you know, I think it's supposed to be the dog block.
Minneapolis skyline thing.
Yeah, sunsets. I suppose I could talk about my first job now.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I too was a janitor.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of laughed. I was like, oh, I totally forgot about that. I was a janitor off the books at Northminster Presbyterian Church in Diamond Bar, California, working for my grandfather, where he proceeded to burn the crap out of my left knee with acid.
Wow.
I have a scar. It's nice.
I'm sure you had it coming.
Grandpa, what's this black spot? Oh, it's no big deal. Go drink your Mountain Dew. Go back to work. Come back. Take the knee, like the pad off again. My whole knee was just black. Just third degree, dead black skin. It was awesome. Ouch. Anyway, my dad still gets a hard time for my mom because he never took me to the doctor. We just put Neosporin on and wrapped it up in an ace bandage. She called it good.
No, it's cool. Don't worry about
it. You're fine. Yeah, I think she's still a little upset about that. Yeah, exactly. Walk it off. You'll be fine.
It's like when my dad got a massive head injury and my grandma made him go to bed so he could be up for his paper route in the morning.
Oh, that makes little perfect concussion. Sense.
Quit your whining.
Exactly. But don't you dare miss your paper
Kids
route.
Kids these days. No work ethic, that's their problem.
Yeah, most of my cousins have worked for the Northminster Presbyterian Church as the janitor. Or the grounds, what is it? Caretaker. Assistant caretaker.
Ah.
My grandfather finally retired at 79 from doing that job. My cousin still works there, doing it all the way through college now. Hmm. Anyway, but yeah, that was my getting paid like $10 a day for my grandpa. Whole day's work. You thought you got crappy wages. Come on.
Wait, how much per hour did you get?
Well,
no, she got $10 a day.
$10 a day.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty crappy.
Off the books.
Off the books.
But at least I wasn't bored out of my mind sitting at my dad's house watching Top Gun taped off 80s TV again.
Oh, you know
again.
You'd enjoy that.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, you know, but you can only watch it so many times. And you know what? It didn't have all the good parts. It was edited for 80s TV. So I watched it like the real version once.
You got the intonation.
And I was like,
you can watch it so many times.
That and Footloose, also taped off. He had three movies. Top Gun. Not kidding. Top Gun, taped off TV. Footloose, taped off TV, all in the 80s. And the season or the series finale of MASH.
Oh, it was a baby.
It was very riveting, yeah. I tell you.
It was a baby.
I don't know.
I'm surprised that Dave hasn't made you watch that.
Watch what?
And then not made you watch it, but you haven't been over at his house when MASH wasn't playing.
Well,
Seriously, like, we'd go up and he'd be finishing something in the kitchen, and on that little TV, MASH would just, like, always be on.
I've never
been into MASH. I love MASH.
Perpetually.
Could never get into it.
Love MASH.
I could watch, like, segments of it and then walk away and then come back. It's like, oh, this part's on. Okay, cool. They're not depressing.
Maybe it's time for me to give it another shot. I don't know.
No, yeah, it's just the last episode. Like, MASH started out really fun and happy, and then it got really, really depressing.
Right. Yeah.
Like, the last episode, it was... Ugh.
It definitely makes you cry. You would not even have to, like, watch any MASH, and you would still cry at the last episode.
Okay.
It's... There's so all the puppies again!
Just completely on a depressing dead note, or is it, like, oh, this horrible thing happened, but it's gonna be
It's more
be
like
okay.
They're all saying goodbye.
No, the entire last... episode or two. I don't even know if it's split into two or not.
Well, I know it's like an hour long.
Yeah, it's just so damn depressing.
It is.
Oh.
You're like, yeah, I don't know. There's no like funny Alan Alda moments, and I think there's social commentary.
Yeah, lots
everywhere.
Of social commentary on the war.
Yeah.
Right.
Which had been over for a very long time.
Yeah, but they weren't really talking about that war, I don't think. They were more talking about Vietnam and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took place in Korea, but talking about Vietnam.
Yes.
I'm serious. Oh.
No. I am too. Like, I'm agreeing. No, I just always sound sarcastic. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That was your first job.
My foray into the corporate world was with Kmart, which should have already been dead at that point, but managed
Can
to...
Move a little closer to the mic, sure. For me, please?
Yeah, you might want to prop it up a bit.
Yeah. There you go.
There? Good?
Yeah, that's getting better.
Okay. Still managed to hang on for multiple years after that. I don't know how Target didn't kill it, but my
that
job...
really did hang on for a while.
It really did, and it really shouldn't
had a
have.
Big backing.
There was no one in there. My job duties mostly involved me listening to my 60-year-old coworker talk about her grandchildren and watch kids steal things. You could always tell, because there would be a kid with like a big puffy coat, and it's like April. He's looking a little sweaty. I mean, that could be the coat, but he's just kind of looking around everywhere, and you can see him like slowly inching towards the door, and I would always turn to Anita and say, "Hey, I think that guy's stealing something." Like, probably. Should we do something about it? No. Because really, no. Screw it, we work for Kmart, we don't care. And then gets to the door, bell goes off, he runs. Yeah, there he goes. You have a good day, sir.
Thrill of his year.
Please shoplift again soon.
Oh, God.
Make it die faster.
Of my day.
Oh, that's awesome.
I unknowingly stole from there once.
Did you?
Yeah. Somebody took... Somebody from Peter's neighborhood, of all places.
Shifty's a lot of them.
I know. took either... They were paintball gloves or BMXing gloves. And, like... Put them in a jacket pocket of mine, and I did not notice.
Just accomplice.
Yeah,
unknowing.
I was the coke mule.
Yeah, you were
for BMX gloves.
for like shitty gloves from Kmart.
That they were like, please just take them. I have to
no,
do inventory
no,
later
nothing,
this week.
Nothing even went off. It was just like walked out. I was like, put my hands up. What the fuck is this?
Hey.
Nice. So did you keep them, or did the other guy take them
back?
No,
the other guy took them.
Easier than I expected.
You were a coke mule. There you go.
Matt's not even paying attention.
Well, that's unfortunate that you didn't get to keep them at least. For
right?
No,
for your trouble.
Never played paintball, never went BMXing.
Or maybe just a finger. One of the fingers.
One of the fingers. Because they were like hobo gloves. They didn't have tips on them.
Oh, okay. Maybe it would make a little nice ring. For one of your fingers.
There you go. Just like a warmer.
It's like leg warmers for your fingers.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
Perfect.
Hey, it works out well when you're playing Frisbee when it gets cold.
It's hard to grasp, though, because the insides are always padded. Hard to grasp
things. Those, I suppose. I use real hobo gloves, so you're like cut off mitten.
All right, so we're all good?
Yeah, it's looking real nice.
Yes.
I've been buzzing a lot today, so hopefully I'll start buzzing.
Okay.
I always try to set them all at the same-ish.
Yeah, I was wondering why Katie was getting so much more than
Matt.
Well,
it's also the low tones that we all do.
Yeah. Yes, true.
I need to figure out how to
true
mix it a little bit better in terms of treble and bass in the after.
Yeah. Okay. So,
are we good?
Yeah, let's get rolling.
Whenever you start, I am going to actually have a timer this time to be responsible because last time we kind of kept going and going and going.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, let's...
Oh, before we start, you do the introduction. I have two news stories. Do you have 1, 2, 17?
I've got the Netflix Arrested Development business. And then I'm just going to hand it to you.
Okay. Yeah. So
are you guys going to prompt us? Are we going to know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What happens?
I'm going to,
go ahead.
Yeah. I'll introduce the show and then I'll introduce myself and Dan and then we'll introduce you and then we'll start doing news. And, while we're doing that, once we finish with each of our kind of spiels about the stories, you can contribute opinions and stuff like that on the news and things like that. And then we'll move into more of the discussion part of the show where we will go to the topic of the show and it'll be all fun and dandy and
discussionable.
Yeah.
If that was a
for
word.
For an English major.
I'm discussioning. Up here.
You know, on Twitter, I had this big thing going with Molly about plan talking and talk planning. Because, okay, this is worth interrupting the beginning of the show. But she found a drink-based battleship. As in, you sunk my battleship. But you sunk my beer ship.
I like it.
The road to liver failure. I like it.
Yeah. So, you know, you have the landing, the aircraft carrier, so you got the 5, and then you got the battleship. And then you have the submarine, you have the other thing, and the dinghy. So you have all together, 4, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 cups on each side of the table. And just the back and the forth, and somebody wins and somebody dies.
somebody dies.
Really loses. But yeah, that was my fun foray into other words. But yes.
All right, then.
So,
do you have the script or you're just good to go?
I'm ready.
Cool.
I know what I'm saying.
Anybody, before we start, any drinks, anything else?
I'm good.
Do you have any Dr. Pepper in stock?
Yes, cold Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want another one for standby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it is an hour and something of setting.
Like, I'm sure I'll drink it and still be able to drive.
Oh, and Adam, we need to make sure that after the first game, regardless of how long it's been, we stop, like we end the show, and then we pick up the bonus.
Right. Okay.
Because
cool.
I don't like editing it over because it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be my thing. Bzzz. Wait, okay. How do I take the top off that? You were struggling with it earlier, so I didn't see.
I was going
don't
to.
Don't put it on the table. Come on.
It's
going to
be yours. I was sitting mine down over here.
Somebody want to explain to Dan the rules?
I think we can explain to Dan. Now here's the deal.
When you are under your roof, you will follow your rules.
Wait, what?
Something like that.
There you go.
Oh, voila.
If you can't do it with one side, you can do it with the other side.
Hammer time.
I feel like, crash, what was that? Nothing.
I was thirsty.